important stuff.
Good morning, this is Michelle and Kate with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, parts of North Queensland received a month's worth of rain within 24 hours. 30 to 60 millimeters of rain were recorded between Mackay and Townsville, marking Wednesday as Mackay's wettest day in June in 21 years. The rain event is set to continue to the end of the week, however, the rain beginning to ease on Friday, while for southeast Queensland, the rain is just beginning with rain and showers scheduled for the next 2 weeks.
Environmental Minister Tanya Plibersek has approved plans to build more than 120 new gas wells in southern Queensland near Wandoon. The expansion is set to produce enough electricity to power more than 2.7 million homes each year, equivalent to more than 10% of the East Coast's annual domestic gas requirements. The project was approved with conditions, including a prohibition on the discharge of coal seam gas produced water to surface water and a ban on clearing any koala foraging and breeding habitat. Environmental lobby group Lock the Gate, however, disapproves, saying that if fossil fuels continue to expand, Australia has lost its way in its climate change action.
In national news, small business around Australia have been through fluctuating periods marked by lockdowns, reopenings, hybrid offices, and worker shortages. And now, inflationary pressures coupled with the cost of living crisis are putting them out of business in record high numbers. Data from Wednesday shows that consumer prices are up 4% from a year ago, with small business owners struggling both with earning enough and providing products that are affordable enough. Narada Kundinar, the owner of the Sydney eatery John Montague, which he recently sold, says offering simpler, cheaper dishes also isn't exactly the solution, as they can be more easily replaced.
The deputy chair of the North Australian Aboriginal Justice Agency has defended the organisation's ability to provide legal services despite internal instability over concerns of how it handled federal funding. The Commonwealth-funded agency is currently the subject of two separate financial audits. The former NAJA chairperson and current deputy chair, Colleen Roses, said NAJA was working to address the issues while the organisation is set to receive almost $16 million of federal funding between 2024 and 2025.
In international news, armoured vehicles in Bolivia led by the general commander of the Bolivian army have rammed the doors of the presidential palace in the administrative capital, La Paz. This has sparked fears of an oncoming coup, while the President Luis Arce ordered Commander Juan Jose Zuniga to stand down. Zuniga addressed the press in full uniform prior to the charge, saying, "Stop destroying, stop impoverishing our country, stop humiliating our army." Several Latin American leaders have come forward to denounce these actions they deem to be an attack on democracy, as well as spokespeople from the White House in the United States.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cool and cloudy with a chance of showers in the afternoon. It's currently 16 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23 degrees. The UV index is predicted to reach 3 between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m., which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news at 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Four triple Z.